Good afternoon. An upper-level disturbance produced showers across parts of Pennsylvania and New Jersey this morning. Cloud cover extended as far north as New York and New England, so limited sunshine for the first part of the day today. Temperatures, however, behind this latest front will surge on the heels of a southwesterly wind, and a return to at least partial sunshine through the rest of the day should carry our temperatures up into the lower 50s on average by the end of the afternoon. Overnight, tonight's skies will continue to clear and temperatures will once again drop back toward 30 on average. This will set us up for a sunny start to the day tomorrow. Clouds will be on the increase as another system heads our way from the south and west. This will be a warm front which will produce that cloud cover and perhaps a shower by the end of the day tomorrow with highs around 50. On Friday, we'll watch a more potent system head our way. Still, we'll start off with some sunshine. Clouds will gradually increase, and there's a better chance at a few more showers by sunset. The best chance of rain, however, will be overnight Friday night into the first few hours on Saturday morning. Highs on Friday will stay in the upper 40s, and behind this system on Saturday, it'll be in the upper 40s with mostly cloudy skies and a northwesterly breeze to go along with a few leftover rain showers. High pressure will bring us back to sunshine on Sunday, although it will be breezy and a touch cool with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Another storm system will emerge out of the Gulf of Mexico and head through the southeast and our way on Monday and Tuesday. Sunshine will begin the week on Monday morning, though clouds will be on the increase as this system approaches. There's the chance of a few late-day showers on Monday with highs near 50. And then a pool of cooler air will produce more showers, maybe even some wet snow for the higher terrain Monday night into Tuesday, with highs on Tuesday afternoon staying in the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from Kansas, Oklahoma, and North Texas eastward into the middle and lower Mississippi Valley. Southerly winds will increase over the southern plains as a warm front lifts northward and a surface low develops into southeastern Colorado. Heating and moistening will lead to strong instability across the warm sector, and wind profiles will be favorable for supercells, especially late in the day and overnight, as the low-level jet stream increases and backs. Supercells capable of very large hail and a few tornadoes will be possible. And a winter storm watch is in effect for parts of the upper Midwest, including Minneapolis. A powerful storm system with substantial moisture will track from the southern plains tonight into Missouri by Thursday night and into Michigan by Friday night. A large batch of precipitation, beginning as a mix of rain and snow, will turn to all snow Thursday afternoon and continue through Friday. Snow will be heavy at times Thursday afternoon through Friday with 1 to 2 inch snowfall rates per hour. Total snow accumulations of 6 to 12 inches are expected, with the heaviest amounts from southwest Minnesota across the Twin Cities to northern Wisconsin. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Presidio, Texas, to a low of 10 below zero at Hettinger, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, then increasing sun, lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny near 50, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low 32. The record high 77 set in 2010, and the record low 17 in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening 7:22 p.m., 12 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 50. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs reaching the middle 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 30s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds, a chance of showers in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England by evening, highs around 50. Some morning sun Friday, then increasing clouds with late-day showers likely in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cool Saturday, scattered showers in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny on Sunday, still a bit chilly in the upper 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday with late-day showers near 50. And a chance of rain or snow showers Tuesday, breezy and cool in the middle 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.